three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. I discovered when the girls were having a sleepover with a friend who brought Nintendo that the Eminem song that I like to sing when Tausch comes back after being gone for a day, guess who's back? Back again. Is on there, and I'm not sure how I feel about it because the girls are 11 and 10. Edition. I'm going to scream from the mountaintop for my guy. Edition. David Bakhtiari and Davante Adams, who had that line. Standing up for their guy. Can't wait till he's back. Though, edition. Tausch had an excused absence yesterday. Did Aaron Rodgers? It's team business. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course, on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free Wisconsin On Demand, which allows you to get our podcast, which I know there are many of you who do, where you get all your other podcasts. I use Spotify, personally. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Ashton Rotman, our cousin's sub of the day. For the groom, Jesse Nelson, is back in the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at Radio City, and back in his undisclosed location. And sources close to the program indicate we're going to be together, reunited in person, like Peaches and Herb, tomorrow from the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. But for now, we settle for video one more day. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, back. We missed you.
I'm back, baby. I'm back and feeling refreshed and feeling good.
Did you have some Blue Mountains yesterday?
I did have a couple Blue Mountains, and I'll tell
you
what.
All right. Always good.
We were golfing out at Erin Hills, who I know is a great partner of ours. And if you did not drink that Blue Mountain quick, it got gray real quick. It was a smoker yesterday.
Yeah.
Smoker.
I hope you stayed well hydrated in addition to your Blue Mountains. How'd you play?
Yeah, I mixed the Tito's Bloody Mary in there, too. Yep. I was hydrated nicely.
That's you.
I played
you're
well.
A pro.
I played well. Yeah, I shot. Had one of my better rounds of the season. Thanks for
congratulations.
Asking.
It's great to hear.
Took a lot of reps, just like Jordan Love took a lot of reps, according to our guy.
Now that's what we like to call a segue. So you were paying attention while you were playing golf, or you caught
Jason,
up afterward?
No, I was not while I was playing golf. I had phone out of hand, but I pay attention because this is my job, and I need to be informed. And when Domofsky said that, I honestly was thinking, all right, he's covered the team 25 years. You've covered a little bit less than Rob.
A little more.
I think.
A little more.
A little more. Rob's a little more accomplished.
One year more.
I think he's right because, obviously Favre was there. He took reps. The ones don't take 16 reps in a row. But it's just that doesn't happen. At mini camps, doesn't happen at training camps, doesn't happen at OTAs. So I found that really interesting in the fact that, and especially with the media there, it obviously lets you know that he's got a long way to go and that he needs every rep he can get. But that's something that has not been done in Green Bay for as long as Rob's 26 years and your 25 years have been.
Yeah. So for those that don't know what Tausch is talking about, Rob did a video clip after practice that I shared because that's the kind of friend I am, even though I've covered the team for a year longer than he has. And he... so they replayed it because he wasn't out there at Get Up unless he's recycling his material if it was fresh video.
Okay, was he wearing? Hold on a second. He was live shot from Lambeau doing this with Greeny.
All right. So was he wearing a purple dress shirt and kind of a light colored sport coat?
I don't know. He had his beautiful.
But you don't pay attention to details.
I don't care what he's wearing, Jason. I care about the content of what he's spitting out. What do I
I'm
care if he wears a blazer?
Pay attention to both.
Or if he wears a windbreaker. I don't. He was spitting out great content in the 28 years he's been covering. Okay. He did a great job.
Yes, exactly. 37 years. It's amazing. So he said this yesterday after practice as well to Kevin Nagandi. I didn't know if they were reusing the video, but the point being that Jordan Love took 16 consecutive reps, and I think out of the total 30 reps in that 11-on-11 period, he took 26 or 27 of them, okay? What Tausch is pointing out and what Rob is pointing out in apparently all of his ESPN appearances yesterday and today is that that is not typical in a practice. Generally, Tausch, what's the breakdown out of 10 reps? Is it like six for the ones, three for the twos, and one for the threes?
Yeah, so, I mean, and granted, things have changed. It's a new coach. But typically you get 12 to 15 plays, and it's going to end up being the ones will take about half, and then they divvy up the twos and threes depending on how many, you know, if there's three guards, you'll mix and match a little bit. But you're at most you're getting 50%.
So point being, they are absolutely maxing out the work that Jordan Love is getting. And Matt LaFleur talked about it after practice, that is obviously by design. This is a guy who, look, and I want to be, I don't want to make too many excuses for him, and also I want to be fair to him. Because there were other rookies in the league who had to get ready for the season to actually play, right? And Justin Herbert did that with the Chargers, Joe Burrow did that with the Bengals, but they got the number one reps all throughout their training camps. Jordan Love was the third quarterback throughout training camp, had no offseason.
Well, that ain't true either. Herbert did not. He was not even the starter when the season started. So he did not get all those reps.
Are you sure?
He didn't start the season with the Rams or whatever team they're called, the Chargers.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor had his got poked in the lungs.
Hey, you want to be about facts, yeah. So, listen, I get everybody's point because I came home last night, started doing a little, you know, watching, reading, whatever it was, and everybody's crushing Jordan Love. You had a, I'm not going to call it a hit piece, but you had an article in essence saying he stunk. Domofsky had an article saying he stunk. Another one of the beat writers, 11 out of 23 or whatever he was in drills. This is what, when you don't have, you know, when you're trying to put information out, it in essence was coming out saying Jordan Love did not look good at camp yesterday. Is that a
correct
fair assessment of what you said? Fair?
That is. I'm pretty sure I actually wrote about what David Bakhtiari and Davante Adams said, but okay, I don't know which story you read, but continue.
No, your tweet was something of
so a hit piece now that would be a story, which is what you, since we want to worry about facts, was a tweet.
Well, whatever. Hey, Twitter is the new media, man. That's how everybody's getting their stuff.
Oh, it's the worst. Nobody makes any money off of it. It's ridiculous. All right. Anyway.
Well, no, Twitter does. That's the difference.
Right, exactly.
You should probably not put your content. That's a whole other conversation I don't want to get
into. Which is why I don't. Go ahead.
In essence, what you're hearing out of there is Goody's saying it, LaFleur's saying it, people watching it are saying it. And I don't think anybody is expecting it. And this leads me back to my original point about 2 months ago when all of this started coming out and you understood where things were. They don't want Jordan Love playing this year. Everybody knew that. They want him to be ready for next year. There's an easy solution right in front of our faces, people. And I think it's what's going to end up happening that I think Green Bay is going to end up doing, because they need Aaron Rodgers back. Everybody knows that. Aaron ain't going to sit a full year. The solution is there, and you're starting to see the narrative kind of spin it out. Whether or not Mark Murphy and the Green Bay Packers are going to be willing to give in to Aaron Rodgers to the point that they're going to have to, Jordan Love is not going to be ready to play quarterback this year. For as much as people want to say he's the next Patrick Mahomes, he may, very well may be a really good player. It ain't going to be right now. That's my interpretation of what I'm reading from you guys.
On Twitter, but not our actual work. So he did not look good yesterday. He overthrew just about everything. He did not get much praise from the head coach afterward, which was also a telltale sign. He's working really hard.
Yeah, well, you got to work hard. Well, you know what? Chili always said that just gives you a chance to have a chance is by working hard. Devontae's quote I saw this morning also, I found that interesting. He was trying to be, I guess, as he was not effusive with any praise. He was trying to be as fair as he could without saying he's got a long way to go. That's how I interpreted Devontae's quotes.
Devontae's first thing out of his mouth was, and look, again, I understand the difficult position they've been in, but the question was about Love's growth, and his first line was, I truly can't answer that. Well, you could. No. I mean, you could, but you shouldn't.
Jason, that's a perfect example of where, you know, Devontae is an honest cat. You could tell. Like, you know, we've had him on the show.
He's great. We both really love him. Yes.
You can lie there without really lying. You can just say, absolutely. You could tell, because later on he said he's definitely being more vocal. He said last year, in essence, he was a wallflower, kind of sitting and just kind of blending in, I think was the quote that he used. This year it looks like, you know, he is the guy right now. Whether or not that's going to be the case in August, but right now he's taking that on. That's growth. So I don't think you don't have to say, boy, his ball's spinning out of his hand. And he could just say, absolutely, there's growth. He's doing this and he's doing this. That is growth. And for him to not even I feel the worst in this scenario here for Jordan Love, honestly. I thought it was Matt LaFleur because of how Matt LaFleur has got to kind of really balance that fine line. Jordan Love has been put in a no-win situation. He wasn't ready. He was never meant to be ready. That wasn't the plan of the people that picked him, was to be ready at this point.
Correct.
And if he is forced to go down to New Orleans, it's going to be an ugly deal as the starting quarterback. It's not going to be pretty. And I'm not even – you still have some time, but is it real? Is the switch going to flip that quickly? It just doesn't work like that in this league.
I'll tell you this. The switch flips and your – air conditioning costs or your heating costs flip and go way down when you replace those old, stinky, smelly, stinky windows with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How was that?
And Jason, it is time to upgrade with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And right now, you can choose 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. But more than a pair of pretty offers, Pella Windows now leads Wisconsin and other states across the country as number one for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows, according to a 2021 consumer survey. Instead of just a few lines and a bunch of standard sizes to fit most homes, Pella offers 9 lines. That's 9 lines. With each one custom measured and made for your home's specific needs. I think it's June 9th today, too, right? Isn't today June 9th? June 9th, if you're thinking about it, you're kind of on the ledge. Maybe June 9th is going to push you over the top because it's the nine different deals. They're installed by Pella certified installers in as little as one day. Order by June 30th for your choice of 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. or give a call at 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
There's also usually a 9% chance that Tausch will know the actual date and get it right when he tries to do that sort of thing.
Pretty
so
good.
So it's all meant to be.
Pretty good.
Pretty surprising. Definitely surprising. Tausch is back. Ashton's last day as our cousin sub of the day, as Jesse Nelson is scheduled to return. We'll talk more about what we saw at minicamp yesterday. I'll be back out there today. Plus, where things are headed with Aaron Rodgers. Some interesting notes from Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports. It's all still ahead. It's Wildy and Tausch.
See himself getting better by way of the reps he's getting. So the fact that he takes so many, it's going to take a little bit of time, and I think he's doing a good job right now. He's locked in, and I can see it. He may be a little bit nervous, but I mean that's what comes with it. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of things on his plate. So you just got to have his mind right, ready to go. I'm definitely letting those guys know. Look, whatever happens, you'll have our support. It's not your fault. You get thrusted into a situation if that's what happens.
That is Davante Adams yesterday with us via Zoom discussing Jordan Love. Tausch, just to be clear, like, it's way better to get him all the reps, and even if he doesn't perform well, that becomes the storyline in the media, than not giving him a ton of reps, because that he needs the work, regardless of how he will be reviewed by the media. Right?
Yeah, no, you cannot worry about media when you're trying to build your football team. That has to be. Now, you have to understand, especially if you're going to, from a global perspective, draft a quarterback, you have to understand this is going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. Just like having a quarterback that is an MVP not being in your building because he's upset about things, that isn't going to just be, all right, let's just move forward with the guys we have. It's not realistic. So you better, get this young fellow ready. And the only way to do it is, get him work, get him comfortable with the system, let him continue to grow. But the argument always is, do you put somebody out there too early to really learn on the job? But the balance of that is you can't suck somebody's confidence dry. You're going to have ups and downs. You have to see how guys will respond to adversity. But there's also a point where you can just completely ruin somebody. I don't know where Jordan Love's at on that. Hopefully I don't think we're going to have to find that out. But right now, this is going to be good for him because he's going to have to face the media. They're not going to not let him talk to the media. At some point this week, he will talk, right? And when he does, how he handles it, how he carries himself, this is all part of being a quarterback. You're going to have clunker games. And you have to face the music, and then you have to move forward. So if Jordan Love is having bad, some tough days at camp, hey, that happens. You'd much rather do that in practice than a game, and you want to continue to improve. And the only way to do that is by getting all these reps that LaFleur and the guys are giving him.
And look, if he goes out there today and is much more accurate and has a strong practice, that'll be the story of the day, too. Like, let's not paint this as, we were all lying in wait for him to stink. And if you read the coverage of the first two, as opposed to just tweets, the first two practices.
It felt like it yesterday. It felt like that's what we're getting, though, from y'all.
Tausch, if you had been there, I'll give you an example, okay? He was running the offense in the 11-on-11 with the starters, and he had missed, like, three consecutive throws pretty badly. And he had missed some throws earlier, and I walked over. I was standing off to the side away from my little clique of beat writers, and I walked over to them, and I said, is it just me, or does he seem really inaccurate? And Domofsky said this is the worst he's looked. One of the other guys said he's been really erratic. I literally finished talking. I walked back to my spot where I was, which was, like, basically against the wall of the Hudson Center. And the next throw he threw sailed over a guy's head on the sideline by probably 4 feet above his head and came to me on one bounce. to the point where I thought, did he hear what I said and was trying to hit me?
Huh, funny. Wildy makes it about himself. Boy, Jesse's gone
for 2 days. I'm not saying that. I am demonstrating how inaccurate of a throw it was.
Yeah, that ain't good. Now, granted, you want to throw the ball where only your guy can get it. Maybe, I don't know, is it Funchess? He's a tall guy. Maybe Funchess. Was it,
it was Patrick Taylor, a running back, and it was really high.
That's not good. Listen, I don't think anybody, nobody has thought, after that Tampa Bay championship game, I don't think anybody was thinking, boy, Jordan Love better be ready to play. And you obviously had inklings that, maybe there's some stuff. I was not a believer until, you know, a little bit later in that, I guess, last regular season. This is not – you. When you draft a developmental quarterback, you don't want to you don't want to just throw him out there. This isn't the number one pick overall, but you want to see the signs of why you picked him. You can't win in this league if you can't accurately throw the football. You just can't. I don't care who you are as a quarterback. If you cannot consistently, if you can't complete 65, 66%, this is in real games with live pass rush.
Correct.
Practice is not that. You know you're not getting hit. You can step into throws and not worry about getting drilled by Kenny Clark. But it's early, and there is that you know, comfortability that you have to get to. But when you make those comments, accuracy is typically something you've got. You can work through things, and you can improve. But I haven't seen a ton of guys really ramp it up to where you were a really inaccurate quarterback, and you became precise pinpoint guy. Don't see that very often.
And in fairness to Jordan Love, a lot of his misses yesterday were overthrows, okay? So maybe he was just a little too jazzed up or nervous, right? Like, maybe he'll settle in today and he'll be a lot better. I just because we pointed out that he struggled yesterday does not mean he will struggle again today. It's one practice. So we will see how he is. I will be out there during our 11 o'clock hour of the show. Next, we're going to talk to Uncle Homer because he has a scheduling conflict, and so do we, because our former Aaron Rodgers teammate interview series, which was preempted yesterday by some technical difficulties, continues with Marshall Newhouse at 10:30. So Homer at 9:30, Marshall Newhouse now at 10:30. Get ready for Homer. He's coming up next, but want to remind you that if you're a Brewers fan, things are looking great. Right, Ashy? Five in a row.
Five straight.
You want to head out to American Family Field and grill up some burgers? I don't know if you're being allowed to do that yet, but once you are, you can do it with a little help from Associated Bank. Right now, for a limited time, you can score an exclusive grill combo kit from Associated Bank that allows you to flip your burgers Brewers style with a glove and grill spatula that is decorated with the Brewers logo and engraved with Christian Yelich's signature. All you got to do is open and fund a new Associated Bank Brewers checking account or refer a friend to open a qualifying account. Just check out AssociatedBank.com/Brewers to find out more. Uncle Homer, scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard fight. Make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Drive a truck.
You know what that music means? It means Ashton Rotman played the wrong music. But it's still Homer music.
I don't have the other song.
Joining us now, you listen to him every weekday, and you hear this song at the end of their show from 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee alongside the Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith. It is our friend Steve, the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you today?
I'm awesome. I'm curious to how these players all have Aaron Rodgers back and exactly what that means.
What do you mean?
I don't know. What does it mean? They're all there. That means they support him if he never shows up, or what does it actually mean? That's all I'm asking.
All right, so here's what I think it means, and because I asked the questions of both Bakhtiari and Adams yesterday, because I have to think they are torn on this, Tausch, because they're supporting his right to fight for his rights or whatever it is he's doing, but at some point they're going to get to the point where they want the MVP back and they want him now, and they're probably going to say, look, that
Jason,
I get it, you tried. No, that's not going to happen.
This is so easy. Homer's smarter than this. He's being obtuse. He gets why. Everybody as a player wants Aaron Rodgers in that room. They are not going to sell him out for whatever leverage or negotiation that Aaron is going through trying to figure this out. They're not going to hurt it. They want him to win and come back. That's what players want, other players to get paid and come back. They also selfishly want to win, and they know Aaron's the guy that needs to be there in order to win. So they're doing exactly what they should be doing. They're being a good friend first, and they're keeping their other stuff because they don't need to be saying anything else. And saying anything else isn't going to help them by saying Aaron should be here right now in June. For this OTA mini camp, what is that accomplishing? That would be idiotic of both of them to do.
So Tausch, to answer Homer's question, there will come a point where the switch will flip, and they will never say no.
Not
they will not ask
ever.
Him. Come on, man, please come back. Love's terrible, or whatever they might say.
No,
we can't win not without public. You. No, I know that. But privately,
they
will they
already? What?
Bakhtiari said the game goes on. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. In June, the game goes on. The game is going to go on. It goes on for everybody. Everybody thinks that, oh, the league won't survive without Tom Brady. The game goes on. It's going to happen. Now, this scenario is obviously much messier and dumb, in my opinion, for how it's played out. But that doesn't mean that Green Bay is not going to go down to New Orleans and play. They're going to play. And do you think David and Adams want Aaron Rodgers under center? Of course they do. But they want their friend to win. For as much as they want to say, well, we want to be respectful of the organization, players want to win. They want the organization to do the right thing. They want this all to come together so everybody's going in the same direction. And I'm sure they've talked to Aaron. They probably have a real good understanding of where his head's at. And I think eventually things are going to work themselves out, and I think they know that.
I don't think
Does
I need to be on my
question?
Segment. I do. Well, yeah, but I'm just honored that I believe this is the first for Tausch calling me obtuse.
I've said you're obtuse.
There's no way that's a first.
Homer, I do want to ask you this because you have been steadfast. You called us irresponsible for reporting things that are actually 100% true, and we don't know if he's going to be quarterback, but you've been 99% the whole time. And we thought, I think you did dip a little during the draft, though, did you not?
No, I never dipped. We deferred to his DEFCON 2. By the way, I said you were irresponsible because you did not reflect that while Rodgers said it, that's not the same as him doing it. That's the part I objected to as irresponsible. The fact that he said it or whoever he said it to, it came out, that's different than him doing it. And his history, when he says things secondhand, is to never actually do it.
Hey, Homer.
That's what I want.
Is he at minicamp?
He's not at minicamp.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't believe you.
Is there a lot of Discord?
The issue was he may not play. The issue was not, you go back, check the tape. You didn't say, right, hey, he may miss minicamp. Hey, he may miss the mandatory. No. He's upset. They got a major problem. He may not play this upcoming season. Because if Judas said he's going to miss minicamp, or if he's going to miss this,
we still don't know.
What?
Okay, hey, Home Slice. Okay, Home Slice. So listen.
But say
Homer, I still believe. Homer, will you let me talk? Homer, I'm not going to be bullied. Homer, I'm not going to be bullied. I am actually closer to Homer now. I was up to 60%. my number keeps climbing because I think eventually you're hearing these Jordan Love reports, you're seeing all this other stuff. But here's what I want to know, Homer, because all this stuff, that's a lot of subjecture, a lot of all this other stuff.
Totally.
What will the Green Bay Packers have to do to acquiesce in Aaron Rodgers not coming back just because he wants to play? There's going to have to be something. What is it that the Packers are going to have to give in? Is it my plan where it's you play this year and then you're free to go? What is it from your perspective that they're going to give him to bring him back?
I love your plan. I know you find this hard to believe. I have no clue because they carry the weight of controlling his life. They don't have to do anything. They have to do nothing. At some point, he has to decide. Now, I don't know. I would like to say, well, they need to do this with the contract or all the other. The thing of changing the character is never going to happen. They laugh at that. But the issue of contract, I don't know what they've offered to him to know what they need to do. But what needs to be emphasized is they need to do nothing. They own him for the next 3 years.
All right, Homer. So while what you're saying is accurate to a certain point, I do not think, for as much as I am convinced that Aaron will be back at some point, I don't know if it'll be right away, but he's not missing. I've been pretty, and Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you will, I've been pretty steadfast that even with all this going, outside of that three-day window of the draft where I thought, whoa, this actually, something crazy could happen here, I've been pretty steadfast. He ain't sitting out at this age in his career. But I also think if nothing changes, nothing has changed, he doesn't get the contract shortened or there's a sweetener in it or something, I don't think he's going to come back under these exact circumstances. I don't think he will do that.
So I think what needs to happen is obviously the contract is part one, and it has to be structured in a way that it either A, creates the 3 years of commitment, or B, follows the Tauscher plan, not to be confused with the Marshall plan, and gives him an opt-out after 2021. That it's basically a one-year prove to me that things are going to be different around here and give me the option to either come back or leave as an unrestricted free agent, and you can take your little third round compensatory pick and live happily ever after. Okay, that's part one. I think two, there needs to be some personnel move that, I know you love to say acquiesce, but would acquiesce to him, which I think Randall Cobb is his Rob Gronkowski. That's what I think. I think that Cobb is Gronk. Cobb equals Gronk. So I don't think that the Houston Texans want Randall Cobb anymore anyway. Nick Caserio is their new GM. They've gotten rid of a bunch of guys from the previous regime. I think Cobb is probably going to be available. So that's part two. So some sort of acquisition that, and that he is Rodgers Gronk. And then third, I think there has to be some show of whatever you want to call it, faith. Tausch would call it the Rocky Four. Eyes can change, use can change, everybody can change. That there's going to be an effort to change how collaboration is made between coaches and personnel, between players and coaches, and between Goody and Rodgers. Now, I don't know if one, two, or three of those things are going to happen. I don't know if all three are necessary, but that's what I think it's going to take.
Okay, so Jason, the question I have, though, if nothing changes, everything is the same, he ain't coming in.
So my question, no, so what if it's just the contract? Because they've already offered the contract, right? There's been reports about that everywhere.
I think if they offered him the 1 year, prove it to me, you get your own freedom, which every player wants, especially stud quarterbacks, then he would. But if it's not, no. I don't think it's just going to be. I think you have to put at least two of those sprinklers in to get him to come.
Okay.
And Homer disagrees with me on that.
No, I don't have any opinion. I'll defer to all you guys on what has to happen.
What do you mean you don't have an opinion?
When it happens.
It's your job to have an opinion.
No, this I'm unknown because I don't know. If I knew for sure the contract that had been offered, then that would affect what I would think they need to do. All this other stuff that they can say, all this crap. Yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It's the easiest thing in the world. So they'll, just, they'll tell Rodgers whatever he needs to say because they know, again, the part you leave out. Rodgers is always mad about something all the time. So they'll address this, but that's just the reason they're not as upset as everybody else is because he's always like this.
All right, Homer, I got to ask you
this. You guys never
talk.
So the specifics of what they have to do, I guess they'll give in somewhat. They really don't have to give in at all. And remember, this is all based on one man.
They don't want their quarterback back. Yeah, they don't. You're right.
No, he's got to come back at some point. They know it. So
I think you're probably right, but
they can make him crawl if they wish. They can do nothing.
Well, I don't think
Aaron, we love you. Here's right. We love you as a quarterback, and whenever you come back, you're our starting quarterback. You can come back now, come back in 2 weeks, come back halfway through the season. You're our guy whenever you come back. Okay?
All right, Homer. Here's the interest. Here's something I
got to ask. They could do that if they chose, and he would eventually come back.
Yeah,
right.
They could, but that's even that just reiterates the point that Aaron's talking about. That it's not about people. No, it is.
Right. No, his view about
don't be dismissive.
The way they're treating him, not everybody else. It's the way they treat him, how special he is, and what he's mean to the organization, and that someone who's so good,
you don't
so
think,
good to them,
whoa,
that should be treated that
Homer.
Way. Do I think the way go ahead. Sorry.
The way they treated Jordy Nelson at the end of that deal irked him to no end. Not about him. Now, was it a direct relationship because he loves Jordy? Yes. But you think he didn't think that's BS what they did to Jordy Nelson, who can still play?
Yes.
Of course
yes,
he did.
Especially
that's one of the
of
things that you're talking about.
If he didn't have the same view of it, he wouldn't have the same feeling. Everything is that he's upset about relates to him. Him. Not Jordy Nelson. Him and Jordy Nelson. How about the people that they didn't bring back that he wasn't that close to? No complaint about that character. It's about how important, how smart, how successful he's been, and for them not to regard his opinion on things like Jordy Nelson.
Yes.
But it's always including him.
Homer, do you think – I asked Jason this question a couple weeks ago, but all this Jordan Love stuff, I'm real interested. Do you think that Goody had any comprehension of what ripple effects this was going to have going through the organization? Because I don't think he did.
Sure he did. Oh, yeah. He lived it with Brett Favre. He's seen this whole thing. Yes, he knew what all happened. Yes.
It's a whole different deal when it's you pulling the trigger.
And he's an area scout.
Whole different deal when it's you doing it. Your legacy's tied to it.
No, look, he was an area scout in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2005. He
correct.
Did not have – there's – no. Because,
you don't
again,
think
this is
anything about
this
what
is my,
there in the time 2005 this, to now?
I love Fired Up Homer because he started as
right.
– he was not Fired Up Homer at the start. There is no question that these situations are vastly different. Quarterback talking about retiring all the time, number one overall pick falling to you at 24, no trade offers for you to trade out of the spot versus guy that says he's going to play into his 40s, has never once talked about retirement. You traded up to get a guy that some teams had as a third-round pick on their boards. Others had him as a first-round pick. And you traded up to get him. It wasn't like he was falling into your lap. So you can't say that they're the same, even if they happen on the same date 15 years apart. Now, that said, if you are Goody and you think that trading up to take this guy is the same as what happened with Rodgers and Favre, and 15 years later you can have a guy sit for 3 years the way Rodgers did behind Favre, when the contracts are different now and you have to decide after year three if you want to offer the fifth-year option or not to a player that's a first-round pick, then that's malpractice because they're not the same. They're just not.
The question I was asked, should he have known that all this would occur? And my answer is yes. He knew that
he
would be hated.
Do you think he did?
I didn't say should he. I said, did you think he should?
What?
Yeah. Do you actually think he did understand that?
Yes. He made this huge decision for what he thought was in the best interest of the Packers to have a quarterback following Aaron Rodgers whenever that occurs.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Okay.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
That's
going to be our question of the day.
You don't think he knew?
That's our question.
What did he not know?
I don't.
He didn't think that people would be mad at him or that Rodgers would be mad at him. He knew Rodgers would be mad at him. He knew that for sure, right?
I don't think he understood the full breadth and depth of how ugly these ripples could get. That's what I think. I think he thought Rodgers would get pissed and then would be over it. That's what I think.
Homer, before we let you go, I'm eking closer to where you're at than I am on the other side of 50.
That's got to hurt you. That's got to be painful. Do you sleep well at night?
No.
I imagine that's tough.
Hey, Homer, I've always been over 50%. I'm just starting to climb. I'm getting more towards that 75% than I am at 50.
Part of
thanks, Homer.
Part of this also, hold on, last night. Part of this is I like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's capable of doing this to his teammates, his friends, the people he believes in. That's a part of it to me as well.
As Jason Wilde said, that's the argument most pertinent to him bringing him back more than anything else, more than money, is the fact that you're going to be able to help.
Yep.
Yes, and that is an important component to him coming back, in my opinion, as well.
I agree. Thank you, Homer.
Bye. You're welcome.
That was fun. It was great to have you two really getting after it, not the way that Sparky and Sussex gets after it with the Yule log. We're going to get after it later this week at the AmFam Championship on Friday. Well, not that. There's lots of ways you could get after it. You get after it with the Blue Mountains.
I'm so glad today's my last day. Good
God. Let me save you here, Jason. We're not getting after it. We are going to go and enjoy one of our favorite weekends. That's the AmFam Championship. The American Family Insurance Championship Golf Tournament back out at U Ridge, June 11th to the 13th. Jason and I will be doing the show there Friday. We are excited. You guys should come out and join us. It's at amfamchampionship.com. Get tickets. And the beautiful part, all of the proceeds of the event go to the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation, the American Family Children's Hospital, and other charitable organizations that make Wisconsin great. You got Andy North. Is he going to be able to shoot his age? It's 90-some degrees. It's going to be warm for the big fella. You got Jerry Kelly. You got Steve Stricker. You got Furyk, John Daly. My guy I'm golfing with today, Tom Gillis. Don't know much about Tom. Going to be curious to see how that plays out. We're doing that this afternoon. To learn more, again, it's AmFamChampionship.com. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
We'll get after it some more next. It's Wilde and Tausch. First of all, Aaron Rodgers does advertising and a partnership with Purveya Health. And you know what the tagline is? It's your happiness. It's your well-being. Let's get after it. So getting after it is not just Yule logs. Secondly, you heard Tausch ask Homer this question. We now want to ask you this question, and we want your opinion. Talk and text line one more time, divided because of Ashton's. Ashton Rotman is dividing the talk and text line, as Mark Murphy might say. Call 800-990-3776. Text 844-770-3776. Do you believe Brian Gutekunst understood the full ramifications of drafting Jordan Love when he made the pick? Do you believe he knew what he was getting himself into? Everything that was going to happen. Did he understand?
Jason, how many people do you think that will respond to this to say, he's just looking out for the future at a team?
A lot, I think.
Yeah. But I don't think, I don't have a problem with that piece of it. You should. I have a problem with the fact you just gave him an extension. He's still, and I get people are saying, well, he didn't play great at the end. I'm talking about the whole, I guess, global view of what this was going to do.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't think Goody fully under, you know, maybe it was, oh, if he's available, we got to think seriously about it because he's talented. We like him. We can develop him. But it sends a shockwave through. And somebody today on Get Up said this, which is real. You know, that night, every player's like, what? Everybody in that locker room couldn't believe that that happened. I don't know if they told you that or if that came up, but everybody was shocked, including the quarterback when he was sipping his tequila right afterwards.
800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Do you believe that Goody knew what the ripple effect was going to be of picking him? Did he fully understand what the ramifications were going to be? And it's, if you say yes, that's fine. I just don't think he did. I think he had some idea, but I don't think he fully understood what it was going to be like. And I wonder if, with a couple of beers on the table, he would acknowledge that if he was hanging out with Tausch and I. 800-990-3776 to call. 844-770-3776 to text. That's where we'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour next.